Hey C3 family, it's Thursday and we are in Acts chapter 21, and Paul, as I mentioned yesterday, decided that he needed to go to Jerusalem. So he heads to Jerusalem, and Jerusalem is a city that is divided. On his way to Jerusalem, you'll read today that he runs into a prophet, Agabus. And this prophet told Paul through an illustration with a belt that he was going to be persecuted greatly in Jerusalem. So did Paul turn and run? Not a chance. Paul understood that following what God told him to do was more important than his physical safety. You know, Paul really must have trusted God. There's not many of us who run into danger for the sake of God. I know I've never run in this kind of danger with my very life on the line. I know that people in this world, people in China, people in other countries in this world do have to fear for their lives if they trust Jesus. So Paul arrives in the capital city, Jerusalem, and he is filled in by the other followers of Jesus there. He even goes to meet James. Now there are several Jameses in the New Testament particularly, and this particular James would have been James, the half-brother of Jesus. So cool factoid there for you. So these people report to Paul that thousands of people have come to know Christ in Jerusalem. And Paul is the talk of the town, it seems. And when the Jews find out that he's in town, they immediately arrest him. And things get very rough, as we see happens really often with Paul. He is a magnet for trouble. Because of who he stands for. And it gets to the point where there's this huge riot, and the Jews are dragging Paul through town trying to kill him, and the Roman commander finds out about it and steps in and basically just asks Paul, like, who are you and what'd you do to make people want to kill you like this? So things get so rowdy that they have to put Paul on the shoulders of Roman soldiers just to get him to safety, to figure out, to sort out what's going on. So Paul is standing there at this point with this Roman soldier, this commander, and Paul asks for permission to speak. And the guy thinks that Paul is somebody that he's not, and Paul says, no, I'm a Jew. I'm a Jew. And so Paul at that point, because he's a Jew, is granted permission to speak. So we've got all of these people standing around, and Paul is getting ready to speak. And that's where chapter 21 ends. This is like a cliffhanger, right? I don't know if any of you remember shows from the 80s, but the shows would come on once a week. And so often you would get, I remember this happening with the Brady Bunch when they were stuck in a ghost town and things got really crazy. And it got to the point where the 30-minute show was ending. And it was just at the climax, and then these words come on the screen. To be continued. You gotta wait. You gotta wait till next week is what it told me then. Well, good news for you is you don't have to wait. You can read it today. Or you can read chapter 20. You can end on this cliffhanger. And then tomorrow we will get there, at least part of it, of what Paul says to these people, during this riot in Jerusalem. So that's what you're going to read about today. Enjoy your time in the Word, and I'll be back with you again tomorrow to finish out the week.